My name is Neil Turner. I am a professional news and editorial photographer with 40 years experience in the industry. I also am the secretary of the British Press Photographers Association in my spare time. And it's in that role that people brought my attention, or brought our attention, to the assets published by the Home Office regarding, or entitled, Do Not Photograph or Film People in Public. And there are several errors in the publication, and I thought the easiest thing to do was to give a quick call to the Home Office press office, make them aware of what the issue was, and see if they were prepared to do something about it.
Well, can you just explain what they said and what your organisation, how you were differing with what the Home Office leaflet was telling us?
The leaflet is entitled Do Not Photograph or Film People in Public. It's part of a series of leaflets and posters aimed at asylum seekers, entitled Consequences of Behaviour. It says, in the UK, you should not take pictures or video of someone without their permission. This includes taking pictures or videos in public spaces like streets or parks, or in private spaces like at a home. And then it goes on to say, completely differently, but in the same series of paragraphs, sharing sexual pictures or videos or someone without their permission is a serious crime. Now, obviously, the first two paragraphs are wrong. There is no law in the UK about taking photographs or videos of someone without their permission. And obviously, the third paragraph, sharing sexual pictures or videos, is correct, because it is a serious crime. So it then goes on to say, if you do these things, you could be arrested by the police. This could affect your asylum support or your asylum claim. So obviously it's conflating two different things, one of which is a crime, one of which isn't. And it doesn't make it clear in that. So we were trying to bring to the Home Office's attention that they are indeed conflating two different things, and worrying asylum seekers in the process. Now, obviously, you know, this was intended for people who aren't press photographers, but it came to our attention, and it raised lots and lots of issues, not the least of which is that, it's making a claim that's clearly not true.
I think it's probably worth saying that the law is effectively the same, isn't it, for press photographers and for the general public?
Oh, yeah, press photographers are just members of the public, absolutely. And whilst they're guests in our country, asylum seekers are just members of the public as well. So, the issue really is that this could cause some serious problems. And I'm just going to quote something that we've sent out more recently. I've sent out in a personal capacity. So I've said, basically, putting the simple act of taking photographs of people in public, which is not a crime in the UK, and the creation and distribution of shaming sexual pictures, which quite rightly is, in this way, is very poor, and the Home Office should not have done this for several reasons. Then gone on to list the reasons. So the implication that either an asylum seeker or a member of the public could be arrested for taking pictures or video without permission is wrong. Conflating this with a serious crime is wrong. Some of the people in the UK who have negative opinions about asylum seekers will use this erroneous information to hassle them, try to get them arrested, and, given the behaviour we've seen from a minority, possibly use it as an excuse to assault them for doing something that is neither wrong or illegal. Then gone on to say, it could also endanger members of the media who are going about their perfectly legal business.
Well, this, in a way, is the main point that this erroneous leaflet makes, is that it's actually likely to spark conflict. It could even start a fight, and it could cause immense... Well, it's not only... It almost seems as if whether it's a deliberate error or not, that the result of the Home Office putting this out could be more fights, more conflict, and possibly inflaming racial tension.
Well, there's a very, very, very strong possibility of that, as far as I can see. And in their email to me, the Home Office said, this message has been approved by ministers. So that means that the ministers either approve of this poor conflation, or that they themselves are ignorant of the law.
So anyway, how did you get on when you actually immediately, of course, as soon as a responsible journalist of any sort sees something like this, they're straight on to the Home Office, hoping that it will bring it to their attention. They can have it withdrawn immediately.
Well, I mean, like I said, the conversation I had on the phone with the Home Office press officer was not very good. I don't think she was really listening to what I was saying. She seemed very distracted and then asked me to send her an email, which I did. With a link to the poster, and all I got in return was a boilerplate cut and paste Home Office response, which went on about all sorts of things, but didn't really mention the matter we were raising.
So, what was the response referring to then? If it was nothing to do with the this business of them saying that taking photographs in public is illegal.
Well, you have to be very careful because the Home Office don't say that taking photographs in public is illegal. They're just conflating the illegality of sexual harassment images with also taking pictures of people in public. And nowhere do they say it's illegal to take pictures in public. It's just an implication and an inference. So it's either clever or stupid, one or the other. And so they sent this cut and paste response, which went on about the returns of failed asylum seekers have reached their highest level since 2010 under this government. We expect everyone who comes to the UK to abide by our laws. If they don't, they will face consequences, including the refusal of their asylum claim and removal from the UK. It gives the background to illegal migration statistics. And then says the resources were produced for asylum seekers and there can be no possible misunderstanding of what we expect.
Well, that's ironic, since this is almost designed to make people misunderstand.
Well, misunderstand the law, but maybe what they're saying is the Home Office expects asylum seekers to not just obey the law, but obey the word of the Home Office. That's the worry. And it also says these products were signed off by ministers of the Home Office. Everyone who comes to this country is expected to obey our laws and respect our values. We will not be going any further on this. Many thanks. That was it. That was the email.
So how has this left you and your organisation now? Have they retracted that? Have they taken this back, this erroneous leaflet from last week?
No, nothing at all. No, nothing at all. And we're aware that other organisations have now got on the case as well. We follow this up with another email giving them another chance, but we have no response to that whatsoever. I have, say, personally written to my own MP mentioning all of this, see what he says, although that email was only sent today, so you know I doubt I'll get a response anytime soon. However, I have a very, very good MP who does respond to things pretty well and is very interested to represent his constituents. So I'm hoping that will think. And also I'm going to circulate my response to my MP in the hope that others will copy and paste it or adapt it to send to their MPs.
Well, I mean, I think in a way it would help if you and I now just try and clarify what the position is with regard to photography and CCTV, this sort of thing. Because obviously, you know, it's a bit rich for them to be talking about it not being legal to take photographs of people in public again without their permission or whatever, if there's cameras taking those pictures all the time in the street. I know there's a big difference, isn't there, between taking photographs outside and, say, for example, in private premises, whether it be, say, a pub or a supermarket or someone's home.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, if you're taking pictures in someone's private residence and they ask you to stop, you have to stop. There's no two ways about it. That's what has to happen.
What about these kind of grey areas, somewhere like a pub? Well, I mean, would you as a press photographer be happy taking photographs in a pub or a supermarket or somewhere like that?
I think it depends on what the story was. If the story was of massive and overriding public interest, then I would probably shoot first, ask questions later. If it was just doing a picture of someone who happened to need a picture of, and we were, you know, sitting there having a drink and I was going to take pictures, I might speak to the landlord first and say, is that okay? It's a matter of doing the right thing, really.
We do know in our hearts what's right and what's not, but sometimes the law isn't always totally square. I mean, what about photographing children? Are there rules about that?
That's a very, very grey area. Where the rules are very, very clear is the publication of images of children. And that, you know, the taking and the publication are very different matters.
But I'm just trying to clarify a few things. And with CCTV, I think the situation is if it's in your own home, you can pretty much do what you want with it. But if it's in a public place where you're working as, a security guard, you've got to have done a 3-day course on CCTV before you're allowed to go through that and do anything with it, which obviously means that sometimes the CCTV is operating and actually there may be nobody on the premises who's able to actually look at it legally. But I mean, do you think and in your long time as doing press photography, has this issue ever sort of come up on, you know, whilst you've been working? And does your job as a press photographer sometimes transform the situation? Because I can remember once starting to film at an altercation between some squatters and some builders, and suddenly the builders all turned on me, and they were no longer interested in the squatters; they just didn't want to be filmed. So, can you just talk a little bit about how the job has changed and how a camera can sometimes transform the situation?
I think it's always been a thing that there are people who don't want what they're doing and what they're saying to be photographed and filmed. That's always been the case. I think right throughout my career, I've had situations where people have stuck themselves or their hand or something in front of the camera. I've had one or two threats to stop taking pictures over the years. I don't feel any more in danger now than I ever particularly did. Having said that, I think the abuse you get has probably got worse. People are probably more confident about being abusive these days. But I think things have changed for sure. But it's not that I feel that I'm in any more danger. I just think I'm much more likely to be asked or told to stop taking pictures. The number of times people have told me that somehow I'm doing something illegal when I know I'm not, has grown for sure.
And does the BPPA have any view, and do you have any view on this more modern thing, which is this? I mean, what we've seen with these asylum hostels, people basically charging into them and just starting to film, being quite provocative with the camera.
Charging into an asylum hostel and starting to film, I mean, sounds like some sort of unlawful entry. Press photographers will 99.9% of the time obey the law, I say, unless there's an incredible and overriding public interest in not doing so. So if someone's breaking into a building to film or take photographs, then the chances are they're not a press photographer. The chances are they're someone who sees themselves in a different light and feels that the law of the land doesn't necessarily apply to them at that point, which I've said. Yeah, I've done that from time to time, but not very often. But I mean, what would be a reason for gaining entry to an asylum hostel or hotel without permission? What would be the reason for doing so? That would be my worry.
And quite a lot of these films, that people are being extremely provocative, and the idea is almost sort of it's clickbait to try and get a reaction. By charging into people's home with a camera. I mean, to me, this is not ethical. It's an abuse. I mean, I can remember when we were in broadcasting, when we were asking about potentially recording people without their knowledge, there was a very high bar you had to get to. You had to prove that there was a very good reason to do it before we would ever be allowed to do it by our managers.
Yeah, I think oversight and ethics and all those other things are absolutely brilliant, and the strap line on the BPPA's website is to promote the highest ethical, technical, and creative standards from within our industry, and I think ethical definitely comes into it. you know, you all of the time you're thinking of the ethics of what you're doing.
Fantastic. Well, I wonder if some of the owners of our press today are thinking the same sort of ethics. But in a nutshell, what do you make of the Home Office's complete failure to engage?
I think it's somewhere between disappointing and worrying. I think, you know, we've pointed out something to them. They've pretty much ignored us. The actions of a particular press officer haven't, you know, covered the Home Office press team in glory. But I get a general feeling that they're hoping this will just, you know, go away and they can carry on doing what they're doing. They've clearly spent some money putting these materials together and they don't like the fact that they're wrong. You know, we're gonna again point out that there's a problem. Like I say, we're gonna ask people to engage with their members of parliament to, on their behalf, engage with the Home Office and say there's a problem. And that's the way we should do it.
No, I agree. I what I'll do is on our show page at thisweek.org.uk for this program, I will put up a picture of the Home Office leaflet with at least a warning saying that this is inaccurate, and ask people to write to their MPs too. So, I mean, is that a good idea, do you think?
I think it's an excellent idea, and the more people who contact them, you know, the better. I mean, I don't think this is going to be big enough to do a you know, petition. I don't think we're going to get 10,000 responses. Because a lot of people, you know, in fact, several photographers have come back to us and said, this is nothing to do with us. This is to do with the Home Office and asylum seekers. Well, you know, I'm afraid we've pointed back out to them that that's fairly short-sighted, narrow-minded.
Yeah, good.
You know, what happens if the wrong people get hold of these documents and suddenly start thinking, oh, it's illegal to photograph people in public. Next time I'm kicking the crap out of an asylum seeker and you take my pictures, I can turn on you and report you and that's legal.
Well, and it also may lead just simply out of the blue attacks on photographers.
Oh, completely. Yeah. I mean, you know, those are not unheard of already. And you know, one or two of my colleagues have you know, been quite seriously injured over the years. I'm very lucky. I've only been assaulted while taking pictures once, and two members of the public got involved and you know, made sure I was okay and made sure I didn't come to too much harm. So I mean, I've been incredibly lucky. But then I don't, you know, I'm not a in-your-face frontline news photographer anymore. So. I'm 62 years old. I'm not doing that kind of thing anymore.
All right, Neil Turner, thanks very much for joining us. And I'll share the link to BPPA in our show page this week. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, mate. Cheers.